One thing with strategy is that you need to find a way to measure whether it's you successful or not. Okay, every existing customer must be able to refer 2 new customers to us this year. With that, you'll know you'll be able to achieve that your growth target. Hi, my name is Soji Akinabi. I'm a storyteller and a serial entrepreneur. Today, I'm chatting to Mulikat Akpekeola Bridget Saka. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Tell me about your business.
Okay.
First of all, what is the name of your business and what is the business about?
Okay. The name of my business is Cakes by Sumptuous.
Okay.
We're into baking homemade cakes for birthdays, for Thanksgiving, wedding cakes, just because.
Purely cakes or other things?
Pastries.
Pastries, general pastries. But cake is like the...
The major, yeah.
The major.
Yeah.
So if you look at your product line, how many would you say are your product lines?
Cakes, pastries.
What kind of pastries? Apart from
meat
cake?
Pie, chicken pie, fish pie, sausage rolls.
Okay.
Cinnamon rolls.
Okay. Is it up to 10?
Apple pies.
Okay. So there's a lot of pies there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they're all pastries. Right?
They are pastries. Yeah. That's correct. So, yeah. But I would guess that cake is about more than 50% of your business, correct?
Very correct.
Okay. How long have you been running this business?
The business has been born for over 16 years now.
16 years?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So, at what point were you in your life when you started this business? Because the idea is just to give us context as to the journey you have taken for the last 16 years till now.
Okay, so backstory, yeah. I'm not the founder of the business. The founder is Mrs. Eniyi Okoye.
Okay.
And she started over 16 years ago.
Okay.
So she's my mentor. She relocated like 4 years ago.
Okay.
I stepped in.
So
and since then.
You took over an existing business.
Yeah.
Okay. As what? A CEO or as co-owner?
As everything.
Okay.
Baker, decorator, bookkeeper. You know, I'm just everywhere.
I mean, so the idea is that in terms of the equity of the business, are they yours? Or do you own any part of the equity of the business?
We are getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
No, there's a lot of backstories there, so I'm going to leave it for now.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So tell us, where is the business right now?
Okay.
In terms of the growth, revenue-wise, and operation-wise.
Okay. So we are growing. It's gradual.
Okay.
Slow but steady.
The last 16 years, still slow.
Slow and steady. Okay. Yeah. You know the economy of the country, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So we are trying everything possible to keep up the pace. The industry is very challenging.
Okay.
Very, very challenging, very competitive.
Okay.
So we are trying to be abreast of our game, keeping our customers and still getting more clients every day.
Okay.
So I can say we're in a good place.
We're in a good place.
Yes.
Cash flow positive?
Positive.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you already said it. The industry is quite competitive. There's a lot of players.
Yeah.
But also, we've seen some players also differentiating themselves by just finding something that is unique.
Yeah.
That just make them special.
Yeah.
You know, compared to every other players.
Yes.
What makes you, or what are the things that make you different from every other person out there?
I would say the taste of my cake.
I was just going to ask you not to tell me the taste of your cake.
Because, you know, I have returning customers. Like 70% of my customers are returning customers. You know?
I've eaten really good cake in this Lagos.
Don't worry, I'm going to convince you. You will change your baker when you taste my cake. So, and I get it a lot. You know, we are more concerned about the taste of our cakes. We bake homemade cakes. You know, no additive, no preservatives, just...
Now you're talking. No additives.
Yeah.
No preservatives.
Yeah.
Which means that there is no harmful chemicals in your cake.
Absolutely.
So somebody that is quite conscious of their well-being, that just want to... I mean, some people are quite... What is the word now? Like very conscious of what they put in
their intake,
you know, yeah. Their intakes and all of that. So that is a niche market, you know.
Yes.
And obviously the aftermath of that is also that the taste will be different, which in the case when you mentioned the taste.
Yes.
You know, and that is the point for me. I think your competitive edge is not just the taste, because the truth is that there are plenty of people that talk about the taste of their cake in the industry.
Yeah.
So I think one major differentiating factor for you is that no chemicals, no additives.
Mm-hmm.
You use 100% natural ingredients.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, very correct.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted us to,
yeah,
you know, because again, if you know your competitive edge, you will know how to leverage on it.
So the thing is, I know my customers and they know me. Okay. If you are meeting me for the first time, I'll tell you how I operate.
Okay.
You know, so if you want your cake, like you want, if you want your cake tomorrow, I'm baking it today.
Okay.
Do you get? So I don't have any reason to put preservatives, and I'll let you know when you receive your cake. When you're done eating, please toss it in your freezer.
Okay.
Because you can't leave it out more than a week.
Okay.
It's going to have...
Go bad.
Yeah, it will go bad.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
So.
Okay. That's a good one. So you also mentioned that you have a lot of returning customers.
Yes.
But before we get there, revenue-wise, where are you?
Revenue-wise, we are doing good. Really. Okay. We are doing good.
Good. In terms of compared to last year, what would you say has been the growth in terms of revenue?
50%? Last year, I'll say
65% growth.
Yeah,
that's a good.
The
one.
Year is still very young.
I mean, it's right? It's still a good one.
Yeah.
So
I'll say 65.
So one can say that you would do 100% more than what you did last year.
I'm hoping 150%.
150%. That's quite good. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. All right. So since you already figure out how to set ambitious goals, you know, times of growth,
yeah.
What are the things that you've identified will be the driver of that 150% growth in revenue that you have set for yourself this year?
Okay, keeping in touch with customers.
Okay.
Sending reminders.
Which means that you would make sure that your returning customers is probably
they're
more
like
than double.
My customers are like family.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. It just works in a wonderful way.
Okay.
Like my customer, I've never met them before, but when we talk, it's like, oh, I know this person. Because one interesting thing about baking,
okay,
you get to know what your customers like. You get to know their favorite color. You get to know their game, the kind of game they play, because these are the things you help them birth the idea. You know, cake is like edible chemistry, right? So you put
I've never heard that before.
It's because you put
edible
different
chemistry.
Yeah, different elements that you can eat, and you just put everything together.
I will write that
imagine
down.
A customer calling you, okay, I want to bake a cake for my husband. Okay, your first question is, okay, what does he like? They'll tell you, my husband doesn't really like anything. Okay, you know that. Okay, I'm going to make
that's
varieties
typical of most men.
Of, yeah, they are complex. Mm. So you know you're going to do, okay, you advise, let's mm-hmm. do variety, let's do vanilla chocolate, maybe Oreo cookie, just do variety of, somehow, he will find one
something,
particular flavor
yeah.
that he's going to like.
Yeah.
Does he play game? No, he doesn't. What does he do? Okay, maybe it does this thing. So you bring that thing alive.
Mm.
So you represent all those things with cake, you know. So at the end of the day, you get to know this person, even though you've never met them before. But you know the kind of things they do. You know their favorite color. So it's like you know this person, even though you really don't know them. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good. I'm impressed. Okay. So now, keeping in touch with customer, which means okay. that maintaining relationship with your existing customers.
Yeah.
The two things that can come out of that, obviously, make sure that they return. Yeah. But more than just returning, you want to make sure that they increase their number of orders.
Yeah.
If typically a customer last year only ordered twice, this year you probably want to get them to order four times. Correct?
Correct.
So in terms of you keeping in touch with your customers, those are the two goals you need to set for yourself. Of course, make sure that anytime they have need of a cake
okay.
or pastries, you know, the other element that you sell,
okay.
they're able to just call you and only you.
Okay.
But then also, maybe they never thought about ordering samosa from you. You know, you probably find a way to introduce that to them and get them to buy more. So at the end of the day, they spent ₦1,000 with you last year, you want to get them to spend ₦5,000 this year. So that also will be the goal in terms of maintaining good relationship with your customers.
Okay.
So I just want to clarify that so that you're doing it right
okay.
and you know what you're getting from them and you know how to measure whether your strategy is working.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So with that, I'm sure that, you know, if you get all of your existing clients to double their spend, so already you probably will double your revenue.
Sure.
You understand? So just make sure that you focus on that in terms of the first strategy, which is you following up with your existing customers.
Okay.
Okay. What is the second strategy?
You.
You're welcome.
Maintaining quality.
Okay.
I'll say, you know, when you order something, you want to get value for whatever you're paying for.
Mm.
So when you get the value, you're happy to want to order more. Next time, you don't have any reason to go elsewhere.
That's
you already know that, okay, you know, I have this person. Referral too, you know, that, you know, cake is very, very good because only one person cannot eat it. You have people who come to celebrate with you.
Mm.
They eat this cake, they be like, where did you get this cake from?
Mm.
It's very nice.
Mm.
Can I have the contact?
Mm.
So I get called like, oh, do you know Mr. So-so person? I got your contact from this person. I love that a lot. Because that's how we're able to expand. It's like a chain. This person orders from you. This person ate the cake. This person is ordering for themselves, ordering for their family. For I have different customers. I bake for their anniversary, their children's birthday, their family. Some people gift cake a lot. Very easy. So they just call you up and, you know. So quality has helped me to maintain that chain.
You have said it all. I don't think I have any other thing to add to that. I mean, again, as long as you're able to maintain the quality of your cake and keep your customers happy, like you said, you know, it will be easy for them to refer you to other people, to refer other people to you,
yeah.
and you can grow your customer base like that. Very, very profound. And I like that.
Thank you.
Another, what other strategy do you have?
What? Being on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Being on time.
Okay. Not disappointing your customers.
Nah, it has never happened, and
okay.
it's not going to happen.
Okay. Okay. I stand with you on that. So, if I get you correctly, all of your strategy centered around keeping your existing customers happy.
Yes.
And once they are happy, again, I will recap what I said before, they'll be able to keep on ordering.
Yeah.
They will order more. They will
mm-hmm.
spend more.
Mm-hmm.
They will refer other people to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can look at it also this way, that in a year, you get every existing customer to at least refer two new customers to you. So, because
correct.
One thing with strategy is that you need to find a way to measure whether it's you successful or not.
Okay.
So, you can set that standard. Okay, every existing customer must be able to refer 2 new customers to us this year. With that, you know you'll be able to achieve that your growth target. Okay?
Okay.
So I've given you metrics to be able to measure the success of this year. I would say 3-in-1 strategy, because they're all centered around keeping your existing customer. And I actually do agree with you, you know, you can effortlessly, by just making sure that you keep on producing quality, you know, tasty, you know, very organic cake like you are doing already and other pastries.
Yeah.
And, you know, keeping your existing customer happy, providing good service, and you can just grow like that. I totally do agree with you. Totally do agree with you. And again, it's not all strategy you have to spend extra. It's not all businesses that you have to do active marketing, you know. So in your case, you know, based on what you have said, you don't have to do any active marketing. And probably what the marketing you probably would need to do will probably be other products that you're not selling to your customers as yet. You cross sell. You know what they call cross selling?
Yeah. Like introducing new products to them.
Yes. If somebody buys birthday cake, and you probably ask them, are you doing a party or something? If they're having a party, you might want to also get them to probably buy, you know, mini chicken pie or other pastries that they can probably go with it.
Okay.
And can complement the cake. You understand?
Yeah.
Can complement the cake, that if they're having a party, they might as well also share some samosa,
yeah,
you know, some cinnamon roll, you know, some
apple pie.
You understand, you know, after they cut the cake, even before they cut the cake. So that's cross-selling. So probably that's the marketing you need to do. And in a sense, that marketing also will be individualized in terms of your different customers. Okay, so that's probably the only addition that I want to put. You need to figure out how to do cross-selling.
Okay.
So that further you can get your customers to buy more and spend more.
Okay.
Do you have any question for me?
Question. Okay. I'll say my weakness, social media marketing.
I mean,
it's such my weakness. I don't know why. If you go to our Instagram, we are trying to work on it, but I really want to do more. You know.
Okay. So, based on everything that we've discussed, I don't see your growth being tied to your social media marketing. What I will say is that your social media will probably be to keep your brand alive, to grow the brand. Okay? Obviously, new customers can come through that as well also. But I do think probably the easiest way to probably go about that would be to get every customer to send you a testimonial, either mostly voice note. For some, they can send you videos. So you can repackage all of those testimonials differently, and those will become your content. You understand? Imagine somebody, you know, you bake the cake for somebody, at the party, they cut the cake, and everybody just going all about how delicious the cake is. They can just do a video and send them to you. Or even after the whole thing, they can just send you a video of how happy they are. A video or a voice note of how happy they are. And simply just put the cake on one side and the voice note underneath, just to describe.
Yeah.
You understand that? Yeah. That is very... that will have more impact than you trying to design a flyer, because that is direct testament of good product that you're offering and the services that you're offering that every other person might probably want. So that's you know, simple way I would advise you to go about it. And since I don't see direct correlation now to the growth strategy you've set for yourself, and I would say don't stress too much. Find somebody, you know, that won't cost you too much to help you.
Okay.
And I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Any other question?
None at the moment.
Okay. All right. So it will be nice in the next 2-3 months for us to check back with you and see. My job will be that you must have grown your revenue by 100%.
Okay.
Next time will be latest in August. So if you achieve 100% growth by August, then we will be happy. And it will mean that, you know, you still achieve that 150% growth that you've set for yourself beginning of the year. Hopefully. Thank you so
much. I'll work
towards that. I know you will, and I'm sure, I'm actually quite confident that you'll be able to achieve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.